USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. At least 17 people dead as a wild storm pummels California with record rain and flooding. Millions are under flood warnings across the state. Meteorologist Ted Schlepfer says the San Francisco Bay Area was wet, but the western slope of the Sierra Nevada was wetter, a lot wetter.
There's many areas, especially in the higher terrain, that have seen over 30 inches of rainfall since this event started in the day after Christmas.
Forecasters say they do expect a short break from all the rain on Thursday, but say another system will move onshore by the weekend. More information being released into what caused all the air traffic to come to a halt early this Wednesday.
A corrupted file is being blamed for shutting down an FAA computer program which sends vital information to pilots and air traffic controllers. That system outage caused a complete ground stoppage of all domestic flight departures early Wednesday morning.
We need to understand why, with all of that redundancy, it still rose to the level that there had to be a ground stop lasting about an hour and a half.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there's no evidence this was a cyber attack. I'm John Schaefer.
Republicans leading the U.S. House filing articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the crisis at the border. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says it takes more than impeachment to bring the necessary change.
Not just beat them up over the head, but force them to sit down and have a conversation.
The House also approving the so-called Born Alive abortion bill. The legislation would require health care providers to try to preserve the life of an infant in the rare case a baby is born alive during or after an attempted abortion. The measure is expected to die in the Democratic-led U.S. Senate. New reporting shows the top cop killer in the U.S. is still COVID. The disease remains the leading cause of law enforcement deaths for the third year in a row. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A new report says aides to President Biden have found a second batch of classified material at a new location. This comes after the White House acknowledged Monday a small number of classified documents were found at an office Biden used after leaving the Obama administration. NBC News reports the additional documents have now been found in a separate location. Biden aides have been searching for classified materials that may be in other areas after the initial batch was found just before the midterm elections at a Washington think tank. Moderna is going to release a new shot that will help those who are suffering from heart failure.
CEO Stefan Bancel tells Sky News it's a really exciting development.
We have now in the clinic a super exciting program when we inject mRNA in people's heart after heart attack to grow back new blood vessels to help revascularize the heart. So it's really like science fiction medicine.
One of the many complaints of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine that, in rare cases, it can cause a higher risk of heart inflammation and other shots. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Overseas fighters set to gain expert missile defense training at an American military facility. Ukrainian troops will be training to use Patriot missile defense systems at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, as soon as next week. It comes after President Biden promised to send a Patriot system to Ukraine in an effort to help defend against constant Russian missile attacks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.